The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.
Hey, good morning. It's 102.9 The Wolf. We welcome you into another Facebook fight. The whole idea is to sort of illustrate just how
passive-aggressive we are not on Facebook.
And maybe petty, too, PT, as far as when it comes to arguments online, whether it's your city, your community, your neighborhood. And Mandy, what's the fine print we must announce every Facebook fight?
The names in the fight have been changed to protect the guilty.
And we're arguing about the snow left by plows at the end of the driveway. Kind of hate that when that happens, but PT, can you play Ted?
Absolutely.
Which community are we going to for this one?
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I think this is our first time, kids, in Eden Prairie.
Uh-oh, Eagles.
Eden Prairie bulletin board.
PT, could you play Ted?
Absolutely, Ted.
Katie, who will have a 12-pack for the Wolf Pack all day long today, could you play Curtis?
I sure can.
Mandy, could you play Jennifer?
You bet.
I'll play Scott, and somebody please ring the bell.
Ted, I am upset. Last night, our driveway was clear, and every time the city's snowplow comes, we wind up with a tall and wide snow wall in my driveway. There should be a law against that. The plow gives us more grief than snow itself. I'm not against plowing. I would just like for the city to get the ones that block the dumping to driveways, which can save every household 30 to 90 extra minutes to take care of the snow wall.
Curtis. That's a small price to pay for clear, safe roads.
Jennifer. And if the roads weren't cleared, you'd complain about that instead, right, Ted? It's part of winter and part of home ownership and maintenance. Suck it up and choose to be grateful instead. Our city does an incredible job of snow removal.
I agree that it's nice to have clear streets. All I'm saying is I just don't like the snow walls at the end of my driveway afterwards.
Scott. No way around that, Ted. If they picked the plows up for every driveway, then it would leave a wall in the street. Would rather have safe roads. And welcome to Minnesota. These plow drivers work their butts off and can't accommodate your tiny issue.
Guys, I get it. I was just saying, shoveling the plowed snow from the snow plows is a pain.
Somebody should call the ambulance for poor Ted.
Oh, good grief. Listening to you guys is worse than shoveling. Ha!
Snowball.
There is so much snow that my
How much
neighbor...
snow is there?
Well, there's so much snow that my neighbor was making a comment that we were running out of places to put it. And sometimes it just ends up at the end of your driveway.
If you park downtown, you have to climb over. Unless you walk out onto the street and down to the corner, you have to climb this giant wall of snow because they just have nowhere to put it.
It's taller than us. Like, if you're standing next to the snowbank, I mean, I'm looking at it like it's Mount Everest.
Getting the snow wall built. At least some walls being built around this place.
That's true, PT. That's
everybody's great. Talking about building walls.
That's a great point. We are going to talk about secret admirers on Valentine's Day. Do they still happen? It kind of seems like that might be kind of a thing from the past. But does anybody still send Valentine's from a secret admirer to somebody who they are, I guess, sort of are the apple of their eye? Is that still happening? Well, it happened to guess who? Mandy's mom. And she's married to somebody else, right?
She has no idea where this gift came from.
All right, we're going to talk about that coming up next right here with the Wolf Wake Up Crew. Hang on.
You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.